Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 75, numéro 75. So today we're talking about a super important topic that I am super excited to talk to you about, how to ask questions in French. I've divided this lesson into two episodes, closed-ended questions and open-ended question. And I'll explain what they are in just a second. Now, how to ask questions in French is usually a complicated topic for French beginners, but I will make it as simple as humanly possible for you. And dare I say, it will be simple for you to understand. Now, before we get started, make sure you have your lesson cheat sheet in front of you. That will make it much easier for you. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson's exercises. All the links are in the episode notes. So first, let's look at the difference between closed-ended questions and open-ended questions. Closed-ended questions are questions that require a yes or no answer, or even maybe. For example, is the cat outside? Est-ce que le chat est dehors? You're expecting a yes or no answer. Now, open-ended questions, on the other hand, are questions that don't require a yes or no answer, but instead specific information. Where is the cat? Où est le chat? You are not expecting a yes or no answer, but you're expecting specific information. And that is the difference between closed and open questions. So now that we all know that, let's see how to ask a question in French. Whether it is for closed or open questions, there are three main ways to ask a question. The first way is by using intonation. The second way is by using est-ce que. And the third way is by using inversion. Now, there are a few other ways, which are, in my opinion, a little bit too advanced for that level, so I'm not going to dive into it. But those three ways are the main ones that you need to learn and understand. Using intonation, using est-ce que, and using inversion. So, to ask closed questions in French, meaning that you're expecting a yes or no answer, our first method will be by using intonation. This method is the simplest and, I'd say, the most used way to ask questions in modern, spoken, casual French. You raise your pitch at the end of a sentence. That's it. It is the same structure as a normal declarative sentence. The word order does not change. Let me give you an example, starting with a simple sentence. Tu parles français. You speak French. Tu parles français. That is a simple declarative sentence. That's a statement. Now, to make this a question using our first method, which is using intonation, I am just going to raise my voice at the end of that sentence. Tu parles français? Now, that's a question. Tu parles français? Now, let's compare. Tu parles français? Statement. Tu parles français? Question, I've just raised my voice at the end of the sentence. It is the same structure, but for the question, my voice rises at the end. Now, let me just add that the only catch with that method is that you do have to raise your voice at the end, okay? Otherwise, if you don't, the other person will not understand that this is an actual question. Okay, so now let's see method number two. Using est-ce que. With this method, which is also used a lot by French speakers when we speak, you just need to add est-ce or est-ce before a vowel at the beginning of the sentence. Now, there's no real translation for the expression est-ce word for word. It doesn't really mean anything in English, but it does indicate that a question is coming. Again, the word order doesn't change. It is the same structure as a normal declarative sentence. The only thing that changes is adding est-ce at the beginning of that sentence. So let's take the same example as earlier. Tu parles français. You speak French. To make this a question using our second method, I will add est-ce at the start of that sentence. Est-ce tu parles français? Let's compare. Tu parles français? You speak French. Statement. Est-ce que tu parles français? That's a question. For that method, you can raise your voice or not, but the fact that you already have est-ce indicates that a question is coming anyways. Now, let's see the third method, inversion. And to be more specific, it's called simple inversion. So with the simple inversion method, you have to switch the order between the subject pronoun and the verb. Plus, you have to add an hyphen between the subject pronoun and the verb. I'll explain more in a second. So this method is not used as much. French speakers will rarely use it when they speak. And I emphasize the rarely. It is mainly used in writing and not even in casual writing, but formal writing. But you still need to understand it if you come across it in a book or if you're passing an exam or if you need it for any kind of formal writing. Okay, so let's take our previous example. Tu parles français, you speak French. To make this a question using that third method, which is the inversion, the simple inversion, you have to inverse the order of the subject pronoun, which is tu, and the verb, which is parle. Parles-tu français? Parles-tu français? I've switched the order between the verb parle and the subject pronoun tu. And on top of that, I've added an hyphen in between. So let's compare. Tu parles français. You speak French. Statement. Parles-tu français? That's our question using the inversion. Now, one important note here is that for the subject pronouns, il, elle, and on, plus a verb ending with a vowel, you must add the letter T in between. For example, il parle français. He speaks French. Statement. Parle-t-il français? Question. I've added a T in between my verb and my subject pronoun, il. Now, because this podcast is for beginners and I'm also being mindful of not overwhelming you too much, that is all you need to know about inversion for now. There's obviously a lot more to learn about inversion, like complex inversions, negation in inversion, etc. But these are topics for other lessons, okay? So let's just do a quick recap. Here are the three main ways to ask close-ended questions in French. Number one, by using intonation, you raise your voice at the end of the sentence. Tu parles français? Number two, by using est-ce at the beginning of the question. Est-ce que tu parles français? Number three, by using inversion, so you switch the order between the subject pronoun and the verb. Parles-tu français? Et voilà, so that wasn't that bad, right? Obviously, re-listen to this episode as many times as you need until you are sick of hearing my voice and make sure you practice. Head over to the French Made Easy Library, download your exercises and practice, practice, practice. That is the only way to progress. Listening to the lesson is not enough. Now, next week, we'll see how to ask open questions. So questions that require specific information rather than a yes or no or maybe answer. With that being said, that is now the end of today's episode. And if you enjoyed it, please let me know on my website in the comment section. I'll chat with you next week for part two. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized
feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.